Little Tulip Orphanage, Amsterdam, 1880. Little Tulip Orphanage, rules for baby abandonment. Rule 1. The baby should be wrapped in a cotton blanket. Rule 2. The baby should be placed in a wicker basket. Rule 3. The baby should be deposited on the topmost step. In all the years that Eleanor Gaspeak had been matron of the Little Tulip Orphanage, not once had the rules for baby abandonment been broken, until the summer of 1880. 5 babies were abandoned in the months that followed, and despite the rules being clearly displayed on the orphanage's front door, not one of these babies was abandoned sensibly. The first baby arrived on a bright morning at the end of August, as dew glistened on the city's cobblestone streets. Swaddled in a pink cotton blanket and placed on the appropriate step was a baby with cocoa bean eyes and blonde fuzz on its head. However, the way in which Rule 2 had been disregarded left no room for forgiveness. The child was snuggled inside a tin toolbox, which had been wrapped with an emerald green ribbon, as if it were a present. "Oh!" Eleonora Gaspeak squawked, looking down at the toolbox baby in disgust. She signalled a nearby orphan to retrieve it. "Put it upstairs." The orphan nodded.
"What name shall I put on the cot, matron?"
The matron curled her lip. Naming children was tedious, but necessary.
"She's got a lot of fingers, matron."
The baby was sucking its thumb, making loud slurping noises that sent ants crawling up the matron's spine. She counted the child's fingers. Sure enough, it had an extra digit on each hand. "Name it Lotta." The second baby arrived on a blustery evening in September, as a mischievous wind rattled the orphanage's many wooden shutters. An orphan walked into the dining hall, cradling a coal bucket as if it were a bouquet of flowers. Something was whimpering inside the bucket. Peering in, the matron was displeased to find a raven-haired infant wrapped in a soot-stained shawl, blinking up at her.
"Poor thing was abandoned beside the coal bunker," the orphan said.
"Disgraceful!" Gaspeak screeched, referring to the breaking of Rule 2 and Rule 3. "Take it away!"
"A name for him, matron?" the orphan asked nervously.
Eleanora Gaspeak took another reluctant look at the coal bucket baby, its charcoal blackened nose and the shabby shawl wrapped snugly around it. The cotton shawl looked like it had possibly been brightly coloured once. Now, however, it was a mottled shade of grey, with a barely discernible pattern of darker grey ovals, like rotten eggs, the matron thought.
"Name it Egbert."
The third baby arrived on an unusually warm afternoon in October, as ladies with parasols paraded on the sun-warmed street. Sitting on a bench outside in her finest puffed-sleeve dress, Eleonora Gaspeak opened her picnic hamper and found a wriggling baby wedged in amongst the cheese sandwiches and almond cake. It had a shock of curly red hair on its head and was babbling incessantly. No blanket, no basket, not on the front step. The matron screeched, shrill and loud like a boiling kettle. The picnic hamper baby immediately fell quiet, its eyebrows squeezing together in a frightened frown. Up and down the street, curious faces appeared in the windows of the tall, narrow brick houses, and the strolling ladies came to a halt.